أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد أرسلنا موسى بآياتنا إلى فرعون وملئه فقال إني رسول رب العالمين. فلما جاءهم بآياتنا إذا هم منها يضحكون. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله with the fuzzle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tonight being the 24th night of this Mubarak month of Ramadan, we were able to complete the 25th juz of the Quran. In the 25th juz of the Quran, there were four surahs that were recited. We continued with the recitation of Surah Hamim, Sajda. Thereafter we began Surah Shura, Surah Zukhruf, Surah Dukhan, and thereafter we completed Surah Al-Jathiyah. So total five surahs were recited. In one of the surahs that were recited, Allah Ta'ala makes mention of His great ni'mat that He has blessed us with. And it is common weakness of insan that he fail to recognize all the bounties that Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with. Sometimes a person looks at others and he feels that that person has been blessed more than he has. But he does not look at him own self. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran also, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. That look in your own self first. And look, if you start counting, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. You will never be able to count every ni'mah that Allah has blessed you alone with. So Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَعْفُوا عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. That one of the ni'mahs, and it is a great ni'mah that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with, is that Allah Ta'ala accepts the repentance of a slave. وَيَعْفُوا عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ. And Allah Ta'ala wipes out his wrongdoings. Insan does not have this quality. If one person does wrong to another person, then for him to forget and overlook and to completely wipe it out is very, very difficult. In fact, sometimes years later he'll remind you of the wrong that you have done. And sometimes he might forget it now and forgive you now, but he'll still bring it some other time, later on. But Allah Ta'ala mentions that Allah Ta'ala accepts the repentance of a banda. And Allah Ta'ala wipes it out. وَيَعْفُوا عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Allah knows well what you do. Each and every sin that you are committing and each and every good that you are doing also, Allah is well aware of it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ready to forgive and Allah Ta'ala is ready to wipe out. It is for us now to take this opportunity and to take this ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala and carry it out in our lives. وَيَسْتَجِيبُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِنُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَيَزِيدُهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Allah Ta'ala responds to those who have brought iman and who followed up with amal as-saliha, with good deeds. And Allah Ta'ala is going to increase in them in from His virtue, from His side, from the bounties of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will increase them. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala mentions that وَلَوْ بَسَطَ اللَّهُ الرِّزْقَ لِعِبَادِهِ لَبَغَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَاكِي يُنَزِّلُ بِقَدْرٍ مَا يَشَاءُ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were to spread out all His ni'mats, all His favors, all His bounties to everyone, some people Allah Ta'ala blesses them with health, some people Allah Ta'ala blesses them with wealth, some people Allah Ta'ala blesses them with intelligence, some people Allah Ta'ala blesses them with good physical abilities, different people Allah Ta'ala gives them different kind of ni'mats. And no person, even the beggar on the street, he even has some talents. And we find that the system of Allah Ta'ala is such that sometimes the person with the most amount of talents is not the wealthiest. So it is the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala makes some wealthy, Allah Ta'ala makes some not wealthy. So Allah Ta'ala mentions that if Allah Ta'ala were to spread out all His bounties, made everyone rich, made everyone healthy, made everyone with whatever ni'mat, the best eyesight, the best limbs, the healthiest person, لَبَغَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, then there will be transgression upon the surface of the earth. That is why Allah Ta'ala made some rich, some poor, some strong, some weak. Why? To make khidmat of the others. To take this opportunity to assist others. So the wealthy can assist the poor, the healthy can assist the weak, the young can assist the old. And that is the system of Allah Ta'ala in this world. وَلَاكِي يُنَزِّلُ بِقَدَرٍ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah Ta'ala gives His ni'mat according to every person's allocation and share, which Allah Ta'ala wishes and Allah Ta'ala knows. So Allah knows if this person, this much, this amount is good for him, Allah Ta'ala gives him that amount. And Allah Ta'ala gives in accordance, Allah Ta'ala gives a person in accordance to how much Allah Ta'ala knows will be sufficient for him. A certain amount of person, certain amount is sufficient for him, and he will make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Another person, he will require more, so Allah Ta'ala gives him more. Nabi Akram also mentions in the hadith that عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. How strange, how wonderful is the matter of a believer. إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَوْ خَيْرٍ. The entire matter, all the matters of a believer is good for him. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala, in a صَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءُ صَبَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. Sometimes difficulty and hardship afflicts a person in this world, and he makes sabr upon it. So he goes through difficulty, he goes through hardship in life, some trials and tribulation come in. Everyone went through tribulation. Anbiya went through it, Sahaba went through it. And he makes sabr upon difficulties. And that is good for him. Allah Ta'ala rewards him for it. Every test Allah Ta'ala puts a person, his rank goes higher. And sometimes Allah Ta'ala gives a person good times. And even in those good times also, he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he makes shukr for the ni'mat. And that is also good for him. So in good times, to make shukr of the bounties, and in difficult times, to make sabr and understand that all this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, in the next surah, we discussed regarding Musa alayhi salam, as we had mentioned in the previous nights of Taraweeh, that the incident of Musa alayhi salam comes in many, many parts of the Quran. And different incidents from the life of Musa alayhi salam comes in different juz of the Quran. So Allah Ta'ala mentions that indeed we sent Musa alayhi salam to Fir'aun and his family, and he told them, Inni Rasulun min Rabbil Alameen, that verily I am a messenger of Allah Ta'ala. فَلَمَّا جَاءُمْ بِآيَاتِنَا إِذَاهُمْ مِنْهَا يَضْحَكُونَ. When the ayat, when the Torah came to them, when the commandments of Allah Ta'ala came to them, they began laughing at it. They began mocking, they began jeering. So thereafter Allah Ta'ala mentions, فَلَمَّا جَاءُمْ بِآيَاتِنَا إِذَاهُمْ مِنْهَا يَضْحَكُونَ. وَمَا نُرِيهِمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ إِلَّا هِيَ أَكْبَرُ مِنْ أُخْتِهَا وَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْعَذَابِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. So Allah Ta'ala tested them with different types of punishment. And this is the system of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala first tests with small punishments. In Surah Sajda, Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Then Allah Ta'ala tests a person with smaller, lesser punishments. Allah Ta'ala doesn't completely wipe out a person. Why? As a wake-up call for him. That you are going through this, turn back to Allah Ta'ala. Turn back to Allah Ta'ala. And لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, so that he may turn back to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala sent down upon the people of Fir'aun different azabs, different punishments. فَرْسَلْنَا عَلِيمُ الطُّوفَانَ وَالْجَرَادَ وَالْقُمَّلَ وَالْضَّفَادِعَ وَالْدَّمَى آيَاتٍ مُفَصَّلَاتٍ. One after the other. Allah Ta'ala sent down upon them floods. Allah Ta'ala sent down upon them a locust. Everywhere there were locusts found. Allah Ta'ala sent down upon them lice. Allah Ta'ala sent down upon them frogs. And thereafter Allah Ta'ala sent down upon them blood. Is a punishment of blood. They used to find blood everywhere. So these were different punishments and azabs that Allah Ta'ala sent down upon the people of Fir'aun and the nation of Fir'aun. So they were still arrogant. And they told Musa alayhi salam, Ya ayyuha sahiru du'u lana rabbaka bima ahida indak innana lamuhtadun. That, oh sorcerer, they addressed Musa alayhi salam as a sorcerer. And they told him that ask Allah Ta'ala to remove this punishment from us. Verily now we will accept Islam and will be rightly guided. But no sooner was that azab lifted, they went back, and thereafter another punishment came to them. And eventually Allah Ta'ala had intended for them to be destroyed. So before that, Fir'aun, he accused Musa alayhi salam of being a sorcerer, being a magician. Allah Ta'ala had given Musa alayhi salam certain mu'jizat which he could perform with the permission of Allah Ta'ala. One was his hand used to be shining white. And the other is that when he used to throw down his asa, it used to turn into a snake. So Fir'aun wanted to prove to Musa alayhi salam that he was a magician and he was a sorcerer. So وَقَالَ فِرْعُونُ اُطُونِي بِكُلِّ سَاحِرٍ عَلِيمٍ. Fir'aun summoned all the sorcerers of his land, that all the magicians who had mastered this art, and he thought now they will prove Musa alayhi salam to be wrong. فَلَمَّا جَاءَ السَّحَرَةُ قَالَ لَهُمْ مُوسَىٰ أَلْقُوا مَا أَنْتُمْ مُلْقُونَ. So now Musa alayhi salam prepared Fir'aun prepared a large arena, and he called everyone to witness it. Why he thought that Musa alayhi salam will now be humiliated. And they all came to witness it. And Musa alayhi salam and the magicians are in the middle. So Musa alayhi salam tells them that throw whatever you are going to throw. So they threw whatever they threw, and as they were magicians, they used whatever tricks they could use, some sort of mercury that mesmerized the eyes and made it seem as though their sticks turned into snakes. But it was only magic. And thereafter, Musa alayhi salam threw. And when Musa alayhi salam threw his stick, it devoured everything that they had. And they were shocked, all of them were shocked. فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحْرَةُ سَاجِدِينَ قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ رَبِّ مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ. Allah Ta'ala mentioned that all those magicians all fell down into sajda. And they said that we bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Rabb of Musa and Harun. So Fir'aun was very upset. And then he told them that he is your leader. He told them that this is your main chief leader of the sorcerers. And he threatened them that I'm going to chop your hand from one side and your leg from the other side, and I'm going to crucify you. But they were firm in their belief. قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ قَالَ آمَنْتُمْ لَوْ قَبْلَ أَنْ أَذَنَ لَكُمْ إِنَّهُ لَكَبِيرُكُمْ الَّذِي عَلَّمَكُمُ السِّحْرَ فَلَوْ قَطَعَ عَنِّي أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ مِنْ خِلَافٍ وَلَوْ صَلَّبَنَّكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. So they said, قَالُوا إِنَّا إِلَى رَبِّنَا مُنْقَلِبُونَ. We bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to Allah is our return. They were so firm in their iman after Musa alayhi salam showed them the true miracle from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So thereafter, this nation now, Allah Ta'ala destroyed them. They planned to kill Musa alayhi salam, and thereafter Allah Ta'ala destroyed them, and Musa alayhi salam and the Bani Israel were victorious. Thereafter we recited from Surah Dukhan. Surah Dukhan is that surah which we are encouraged to recite every Thursday night. That person who recites Surah Dukhan, this is only 4 pages, then the sins from the one Friday till the next Friday are forgiven. And he will be forgiven for reciting Surah Dukhan. And there are other virtues also. We can look it up, inshallah, in that green kitab of the virtues of reciting Surah Dukhan. So let us, inshallah, make a habit of reciting the surah every Thursday night, inshallah. So we recited from Surah Dukhan. In Surah Dukhan, Allah Ta'ala mentioned regarding أَهُمْ خَيْرٌ أَمْ قُومُ طُبَّعٍ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا مُجْرِمِينَ. Lengthy incident, we'll just touch on it a little bit. We have run out of time. Allah Ta'ala talks about the nation of Tubba. This nation had come many, many years prior to the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also prior to the coming of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So this chief of Tubba, once he was passing by Madina Munawwara, and we know Medina was prior to Islam, prior to Nabi Akrim Sassan going there, it was inhabited by Jews. Banu Qurayza, Banu Nazir, Banu Qaynuka. So he saw this beautiful, lush city of Medina, mountainous and lot of date palms, etc. So he wanted to conquer it. So 2 rabbis from amongst the Jews, they went to Tubba and they told him that don't conquer this. According to our scriptures, a time is going to come when a Nabi is going to settle in the city. Imagine 700 years before the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they had already told this person that a Nabi is going to come. So they managed to convince him, and he took them on his journey. He was from Yemen. So as he continued on his journey, he was passing Makkatul Mukarramah, and there was a tribe of Banu Huzail. So when they met with the chief of the Banu Huzail wanted to destroy this Tubba. So he told him that I will tell you of a beautiful building that is nearby here. People make tawaf of it, and it is adorned with gold, etc. You must go and destroy it. And the reason why this Banu Huzail told him is that because they knew that anyone who attempts to attack the Kaaba, the house of Allah Ta'ala, they will be destroyed. Thereby he will earn the wrath upon himself. So again, this Tubba consulted with his 2 Jewish rabbis, and they told him that this is the house of Allah Ta'ala, and do not go and try to destroy it, rather go and make ibadat around it. So he took their advice and he went and he made tawaf of the Kaaba. He put on whatever act of worship that he could do at that time. He did whatever he could and he accepted Islam. And thereafter he went to his people in Yemen, and he went and gave them da'wat. not Islam, but the religion that was at that time, that believing in one Allah. So when he returned to Yemen, his people refused to accept him. He was their leader, but they refused to accept him. And they shut him out of their city. So he pleaded with them, and thereafter they came to some compromise that they will turn to Allah Ta'ala and they will offer some sacrifice. So they offered their idols as sacrifice, and he offered these two rabbis. And they said that they will now make a fire, and whoever this fire devours, they are upon the wrong, and whoever is saved from the fire, they will be regarded as the truth. And Allah Ta'ala made it such that the fire came and devoured all their idols. And thereafter, they believed in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they were successful. And in the closing verses of Surah Al-Dukhan, Allah Ta'ala make mention of the Jahannamis and the Jannatis. One is the Jahannam and the evilness of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala talks about the tree of Jahannam. Inna shajarat al-zakum tu'amul athim. The tree of Zakum is the food of the sinners. Nabi Akram has mentioned, if the tree of Zakum, one part of it, were to come upon the surface of this earth, the entire crops on this earth, surface of this earth, will be destroyed. And their water will be ma'un hamim. And it will be said to them, "Dhuk, drink from this." Such a water, boiling. Such water that they reach the peak of boiling. And they will be forced to drink it. They will be thirsty. They will be forced to drink this water. And such a water they will drink, that will cause their intestines to burst. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. May Allah Ta'ala save us. And thereafter Allah Ta'ala mentions, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي مَقَامٍ أَمِينٍ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونٍ يَلْبَسُونَ مِنْ سُنْدُسٍ وَإِسْتَبْرَقٍ مُتَقَابِلِينَ كَذَلِكَ وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ. All the bounties, all the ni'mats of Jannat. Allah Ta'ala mentions they will be enjoying the bliss of Jannat. يَدْعُونَ فِيهَا بِكُلِّ فَاكِهَةٍ آمِنِينَ لَا يَذُوقُونَ فِيهَا الْمَوْتَ إِلَّا الْمَوْتَةَ الْأُولَى وَوَقَاهُمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ. They will not die thereafter, except the first death that they died. After that, they will remain therein forever and ever. There is no death after that. وَوَقَاهُمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ فَضُلًا مِنْ رَبِّكِ. This is a favor from the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. And that is the ultimate pinnacle of success. There is no greater success than that person whose actions were such that he was saved from the fire of Jahannam and he's entered into Jannah. Eternal success forever and ever. We make dua to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala make us from amongst the successful ones. وَآخِرُ دَوَانَ عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.